I'm correct you.
Well, we've got everybody. Good to see you, Zach. Think you got Mayor LaBar there?
Yes, he's joining us.
Well, let's see. I think we're right at 12:30. And I would say we jump right in, if we may. The February 15th, 2023 meeting of the Budget Personnel and Nominating Committee of the Monterey Bay Air Resources District. So welcome. Will you go ahead and call roll, Siri?
Yes, I will. Director Carbone.
Here.
Thank you. Director Lopez. He's absent. Director Friend.
Here.
Thank you. Chair McShane.
Here.
And we have quorum. Three.
Very good. Thank you. Well, we need to elect a chair and vice chair of the Budget Personnel and Nominating
Committee. Chair, you need to do the AB 361 special meeting first, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. So yeah, why don't we start with that? Thank you very much. Thanks for that reminder. So, well, I guess we need to, does that take a report from Rich?
Just quickly, Chair, the governor has not changed his mind about terminating the state of emergency at the end of this month. So hopefully this will be the last time you have to make the findings, but you need to make the findings in order to have your regular meeting today. So again, the findings are that state emergency still exists. The health of the health officer continues to recommend social distancing, and the committee has reconsidered the conditions of the emergency. To make those findings, you can have the regular meeting remotely, but then starting in March or at your next meeting, we'll be in person.
Okay, so given those,
You're on.
Okay. So given those findings, we need a motion to approve the findings and continue to meet remotely given that provision. So is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, I'll move the recommended actions.
Thank you.
And Carbone will second.
Okay, good. Properly moved and seconded. Why don't you go ahead and call the roll, Siri?
All right. Director Friend.
Aye.
Director Carbone.
Yes.
Chair McShane.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Great. Okay. So we will therefore, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm following this correctly then. So
you adjourn the special meeting and in the regular meeting.
Thank you. So that'll bring our business as the special meeting of the Budget Personnel Nominating Committee to a close. And we will go ahead and convene the regular meeting of the Budget Personnel and Nominating Committee meeting February 15, 2023. And with that, a roll call, please, Siri.
Will do. Director Carbone.
Here.
Director Lopez. He called in absent. Director Friend.
Here.
Chair McShane.
Here.
Three, we have quorum, sir.
Great. So with that, our first item of business is to go about the election of a 2023 committee chair and vice chair. My experience is typically, the chair and vice chair also serve as the chair and vice chair of our board of directors. It doesn't have to go that way, but I would just assume we have this conversation. I know there's been some ideas. I just would love to see what's out there. I know Director Friend may be willing to take on, if it should be issued. Yeah. Director Carbone, did you have a recommendation?
Yes, I do. I would like to go ahead and recommend to the board of directors, or actually to our board, to recommend to the board of directors for the 2023 board chair, Zach Friend, and for the vice chair, Christopher Lopez. So that would be my recommendation. Okay.
And would that be for both the committee and for the board? Do we need to take those up separately, Les?
You can do it as a combined motion, Chair, your discretion.
Okay, if that's a motion, Director Friend, are you willing to accept?
My favorite part is that Chris isn't here, so that it's very, very tempting to make him chair, but... I've done it before. I know that we've got some new members, and so I'm happy to provide the continuity if that would be, the pleasure of the body.
Yeah, I think that's real helpful, and it's appreciated. So I'll go ahead and second the motion, stated to include both the Budget Personnel Nominating Committee and the board. Let's see if there's any public.
No public comments were received at the district office.
Oh, I think we're okay. So go ahead, Siri, if you'd call the roll. Thank you.
All right. Chair McShane.
Yes.
Director Friend.
Aye.
Thank you. Director Carbone.
Aye.
Approved unanimously.
Well, great. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Just quickly moving on to public comment, seeing if anything was received or if there's anybody that would like to address the Budget Personnel and Nominating Committee on items not on the agenda. Seeing none.
Nothing received.
Okay. Our next item is to approve our minutes from our meeting December 21st, 2022. It's an action item. Just seeing if there's any questions.
So, Mr. Chair, while I didn't attend the meeting, I did review all the minutes, and it's my understanding that I may still take action on the minutes post-reviewing, and yeah. So I'll move, assuming no public comment, I'll move the minutes.
Great.
Carbone will second.
All right, moved and seconded. Siri, will you call the roll?
Yes, sir. Director Friend.
Aye.
Chair McShane.
Yes.
Yeah. Director Carbone.
Aye.
Approved.
Great. Okay. Well, we've got some reports. And we'll go on and actually, Les, I don't even think I'm the chair anymore.
Oh, that is correct. I think you need to hand the gavel to Director Friend.
Isn't it subject of board approval, though?
Well, I think the committee, Richard, if I'm not mistaken, the committee makes its own choice about its chair.
So just for your edification, the chair actually appoints the members to the committee. So that's something for the full board probably to get involved with. But yeah, that's fine if you wanted to hand over. It looks like Steve's frozen anyways. Or
yeah, he's got some bandwidth issues, I think.
All right, well then I'm happy to take over and Chair McShane can work to improve broadband in South County down there. So item 7 is to receive a report of other post-employment benefits or OPEB trust and pension trust accounts for the quarter ended December 31st of 2022. Our recommendation is just simply to receive the report. So if we could have a brief presentation, please.
Good afternoon, members of the board. I'll go ahead and take this over. So this is the report for the OPEB trust and pension accounts, quarter ended December 31st, 2022. The discussion is just, we established a trust in October 2013 to pre-fund our other post-employment benefits liability. It's administered by Public Agency Retirement Services, otherwise known as PARS. In March 2018, the Board of Directors approved the Resolution 18005, approving the adoption of the new trust to fund both the OPEB and the pension obligations of the district. The original OPEB trust balance was transferred to the new trust, and it is in the balanced investment strategy. The first deposit to the pension trust was in May 2020, and it's in the moderately conservative Highmark Plus investment strategy. Our guidelines call for a quarterly review of the trust account investment activity by the Budget Personnel and Nominating Committee. This is a summary of our OPEB and pension trust investment accounts as of December 31st, 2022. The OPEB trust current balance is $1,118,699,000. That's for the quarter ended 12/31/22. And we have a total net income of $266,699. Shows our investment returns for the 1 month is a negative 3.09%. The 3 month is 5.21%. The 1 year return is a negative 14.56%. And the 3 year return is a 2.64%. Our pension trust balance currently is $556,228. For the quarter ended 12/31/22, we have a total loss of $18,771. Our investment return is 1.67 negative for the 1 month. For 3 months is 3.56%. And for the 1 year return is a negative 13.23. I've attached the PARS account statement for December 31st, the OPEB trust account summary, the pension stabilization account summary, and the Highmark Capital PARS performance report for the quarter ended 12/31/22. Is there any questions on this?
Do any directors have any questions on this?
No questions.
Thank you. We have one member of the quasi community here. Any interest, any questions on this item?
Yes,
Mayor LaBarre.
Please. Sir, Chair, I do apologize. I was trying to get my hand raised for public comment. If at the end of your business, if you wouldn't mind going back to that, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all. In fact, actually, I'll take it just after this action item, if you don't mind, Mayor. So
thank you.
This is just simply to receive the report. Les, is this an actual action item? Do we need a formal motion to receive, or is this just informational?
You don't. It's just informational, Chair.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the presentation. There were no questions, so we'll close this item. Recognizing that a member of the community wanted to address us and wasn't able to due to technical issues at the time, I want to reopen the opportunity for public comment. So if we could reopen that opportunity right now, and we'll present it. Mayor LaBarre, please.
Thank you, Chair. I was just wondering what the process is when it comes to recommendations for members of this committee. Is it proper to be brought up under the board meeting or express my desire at this meeting?
There was an agendized. Well, I think that it would have been acceptable to have done it during the chair, vice chair recommendation, but the way that we've done it historically, I'll just say, is that there aren't people flocking toward interest to this position. So let's be honest here. So this is something that you do have interest in, since the chair in theory makes the direct appointments, but really what it is with consultation and support of the entire body, then just express it to me and we'll make sure to get your name as one of the nominees on the list. Are you expressing interest in the item?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, as long as you're willing to show up, we'll call it a win. So I know that sometimes quorum can be a challenge on this committee. So I appreciate your enthusiasm. So I'll take that as more than an interest. And Rich, we can when the recommendations come forward, we'll make sure that Mayor LaBarre is one of the recommended members. And by the way, if anybody's interested in being an alternate, that's how I ascended to this grand stature of this role, was through the alternate ranks. So feel free to also consider that as well.
Thank you, Chair, for the...
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. All right. Is there anybody else for public comment? Because we did reopen it. Okay. Seeing none, we will close public comment back up and enter the main part of the agenda here. We're now on item 8, which is receive Monterey County Treasurer's Report of Investments for the quarter ended December 31st, 2022. This is a receive and accept the report, so there will be an action item on this. And so presentation, please.
Okay, so this is a report for the Monterey County Treasurers from the quarter ended December 31st, 2022. The district deposits its cash receipts with the Monterey County and requests funds from the county as needed for payroll and accounts payable transactions. The county accounts for these monies in a separate fund and also manages the district investments. Attached is a treasurer's report for the quarter ended December 31st, 2022. The overall yield on investments for this quarter was 1.78%. which is higher than the previous quarter's yield of 1.06 and higher than the year from the same quarter of 2021, which was 0.42%. The economic factors affecting the investment performance are outlined in the treasurer's staff report to the board of directors in Exhibit A of the report. The yield was lower than the one-year treasury bill of 4.69 as shown on page 1 of the report. The majority of the county's investment portfolio is with the U.S. Treasuries, overnight liquid assets, and federal agencies. And this is displayed on page 2 of the report. As of this date, the district has received $60,479 through the first quarter of 2022. Its share of the quarterly investment earnings for the second quarter have not been received. Our annual budget for this is $72,650. And attached is a treasurer's report of investments for December 31st.
Thank you. It sounds standard, and I appreciate the presentation. Are there any questions from board members?
None here.
Is there any, we'll open up to the public. Any questions from the members of the public?
Nothing received at the district office.
Thank you. All right, we'll close it. We'll bring it back to the board for a motion.
So moved. To receive and accept the Monterey County's treasurer report.
Second, McShane.
Great. We have a motion from Director Carbone and a second from Director McShane. If we could have a roll call, please.
Sorry, I was having issues with my mouse. Okay. Director Friend.
Aye.
Oh, excuse me, Chair Friend. Director McShane.
Yes.
Director Carbone.
Yes.
Approved unanimously.
Thank you. We'll move on to the final item on today's agenda, which is to receive a report and recommended adoption of resolution approving fiscal year 2022-23 budget revisions per Schedule A to the Board of Directors. This is an action item. And so if we could also have a report on this, please.
Okay. So at the December 21st, 22 meeting, Board of Directors meeting, the board received a presentation of the roofing repair project bid results and approved to authorize the award to contract with Roofing Constructors Incorporated, DBA Western Roofing Services. And that was the lowest responsible bidder with a base bid of $332,567. The board also authorized a contingency not to exceed 10% of the contract amount to provide funding for the approved contract change orders, and authorize the Air Pollution Control Officer to execute the base bid plus add alternate number one contract for an additional $23,670 and approve change orders to the contract that do not exceed 10% of the original contract amount. The proposed budget adjustments is for the roofing project are as follows. An increase to fixed assets for $191,900 for the completion of the roof. And we'd like to transfer funds, decrease legal expenses, and transfer that to fixed assets of $24,200. And this would be for the project management costs for Ausonio. I've attached the Schedule A to include the summary of the proposed budget. The financial impact would be an increase to the deficit of the general fund $823,264. This deficit can be covered through the general fund's undesignated fund balance, which is projected to be about $4.3 million at June 30th, 2023. I've attached the Schedule A and the proposed resolution for your review. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Are there any questions from directors on this change?
No.
Thanks, Steve. All right, seeing none, we'll open it up to the community. Are there any questions on this item?
Don't see any virtually, or we did not receive anything at the district office.
Okay, we will close public comment and bring it back to the board for action. A motion will be appropriate.
I'll move the item, McShane.
And Carbone will second.
All right, we have a motion for the recommended actions from Director McShane and a second from Director Carbone. If we could have a roll call, please.
Director Carbone?
Yes.
Director McShane?
Yes.
Chair Friend?
Aye. And that passes unanimously. And that is the end of this meeting. We will see everybody at 1:30 virtually for the regular or for the special meeting of the board of directors that Steve will still run.
Well, we might have a little bit of a challenge given that I'm not going to be able to attend. I've got a conflict, and I was going to ask Les. I know Director Carbone was willing to step in, or chair nominee Friend. I mean, what would be the recommended course of action, Les?
So you were chair last. Who was the immediately preceding chair? Director McShane, Richard, do you remember?
It might have been.
It's going back several years.
Yeah, so
I believe it's Coonerty.
Okay, so the board should elect a chair pro tem to run the special meeting. First item. Okay.
Would it be appropriate for the Budget Personnel and Nominating Committee to maybe even Director Carbone to recommend that we appoint chair-elect Friend as chair pro tem for the time being?
I would.
The first order of business for the special meeting will be to appoint a chair pro tem. Anybody can nominate anybody else just to run that special meeting. And then you make the AB 361 findings, and then you convene the regular meeting, and you have to do the same drill. Okay. And
okay. It would
be appropriate to nominate Director Friend to be the chair pro tem for either the special or the regular meeting.
Great. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll be chairless, but we'll see everybody at 1:30. We're fired up.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.